ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
All right, is everybody set for now? Because if you're all set and ready, you know what? Well, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, born and died. Category number 2, cities by street name. Category 3, books. Category 4, slogans and mottos. And category number 5, famous Lauras and Laurens. All right, born and died, cities by street name, books, slogans and mottos, famous Lauras and Laurens. Anne from Caulfield's going to kick us off. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
All right, I'm just trying to improve your record.
Well, let's try. If you want, you can help me a little bit too.
I would love to help you, Anne, but you know how it is.
Yes. Yes.
What do you like here? Born and died, cities by street name, books, famous Lauras and Laurens, slogans and mottos, Anne.
Let's try the slogans and mottos, please.
Slogans and mottos. Question number 1. First produced in England in 1865, which product has been promoted with slogans including friends with benefits and never be without a friend?
Oh, gosh. I'm wondering if it's Fisherman's Friend.
Correct. Very good. Excellent. It's Fisherman's Friend. I think a particularly unpleasant lolly, but anyway, that's just me. I think they're supposed to do something to your throat, I think, aren't they?
Oh, well, when you've got a really sore throat, you'll take anything that might help.
Yeah. Can sit there quietly sucking on one. Mm-hmm. Question number 2, slogans and mottos.
Yes, please.
Quote, serving Australia with pride is the motto of which branch of the Australian Armed Forces?
Let's try the Army.
It's not the Army, Anne.
Okay.
But you've mightily helped somebody, haven't you?
Okay, thank you.
See you, Anne. Bye. Thanks for that. 1-300-800-222. Is my number. This is the Mighty Challenge. Who is going to triumph tonight? Natalie from Eden. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, how you going?
All right. Question number 2. Serving Australia with pride is the motto of which branch of the Australian Armed Forces?
Navy?
It's the Navy, yes. It is. Not the Army, it's the Navy. Question number 3. Slogans and mottos, but
that's good.
You can move to anywhere else you like.
What's the questions again?
No. Slogans and mottos, famous Lauras and Laurens, born and died, cities by street name, books.
Books?
Books, okay. Question number 3. Anthony Burgess adapted Russian words to create futuristic slang terms like moloko and droog in what novel?
Not quite sure, but I love listening to your radio every night.
Thank you, Natalie. Thanks. I'll keep listening. Thank you, Natalie. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Glenn from Penrith. Hello, Glenn.
G'day, Phil. How you going, mate?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Books we're in. Anthony Burgess adapted Russian words to create futuristic slang terms like moloko and droog in what novel?
Yeah, I'm a shocker with literature and all that, mate. So I haven't got a clue.
That's all right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, mate. Bye bye. See you later. Okay, where are we? Tony from Ballarat. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Philip. Yes. No turning back.
No turning back.
Mm.
Where was that slogan from?
Various parliamentarians have Said similar things.
They have said that, haven't they? Yes. Question number three, we're in books. Anthony Burgess adapted Russian words to create futuristic slang terms like moloko and droog in what novel?
Is it The Clockwork Orange?
Correct. Yes, it is. Very good. Very good, Tony. It's A Clockwork Orange, Ultraviolence and all of that. Yeah. Question number four, we're in books, but you can move, if you like, to anywhere else.
Laura's and Lauren's, please.
Okay. Famous Laura's and Lauren's. Question number four. Which future US president married school librarian Laura Welch in 1977?
George Bush Jr.
Correct. George W.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, he did. He married Laura Welch. Laura Bush became Laura Bush in 1977. Question number five, famous Laura's and Lauren's. Staying here?
Yes, please. Sir.
In which Australian state, Tony, would you find Laura Bay?
Tasmania.
Not Tassie. But you've helped someone, Tony. Good on you.
Thank you.
See you. Bye. Yes, you've helped somebody. It's not Tassie. Karen from Altona, I'll come to you shortly. Mick from Bamboka. Hi, Mick.
Good morning, Philip.
Famous Laura's and Lauren's. Question number five we're up to. In which Australian state would you find Laura Bay?
It's in South Australia.
It is in South Australia, yes. It's in South Australia. All right, question number six. Where do you want to go, Mick? Famous Laura's and Lauren's, slogans and mottos, born and died, cities by street name, or books?
Don't like any of them, but I'll go to books and hello to Natalie in Eden, not far away from me.
Where are you? Oh, Bamboka. No, you're not that far away, are you? Hi, Natalie. Question number six, books. A British officer says he was expecting, quote, a better show from the twins known as Sam and Eric at the end of what 1954 book?
Question, 54, twins, no idea, sorry, Phil.
That's okay. Thank you anyway. Tom from Harvey, I'll come to you. Joanna, come to you shortly. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
What do you reckon? A British officer says he was expecting a better show from the twins known as Sam and Eric at the end of what 1954 book?
I'm not sure. Is it Lord of the Flies?
It is Lord of the Flies.
I've got the conch! Let me speak!
Get out of here, Piggy!
Stop that, Roger! Let Piggy speak!
Get out!
I don't want to say it!
Get out of here!
We don't get rescued!
Yes. All right, question number seven, Karen, what do you want to do? Books, cities by street name, born and died, slogans and mottos, famous Laura's and Lauren's.
I'll try the Laura's.
Famous Laura's and Lauren's, question number seven. Which American author wrote The Little House on the Prairie?
Laura Turner?
No, not Laura Turner.
Sorry.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye. Not Laura Turner. Joanna from Newcastle. Hello, Joanna.
Hi, Philip.
How you doing? Have you been all right?
Yeah. I'm still picking up bits of asbestos from the fire. We had a big fire here three weeks ago.
Hang on, what? You had
fire.
Fire?
Just near me, yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to say, not in your own house.
No, a bit too close for comfort.
Oh.
Old building with asbestos. They're still there. Yeah. Mm. Not good, anyway. Yeah.
They're cleaning up and there's rubbish everywhere, huh?
Oh, bits of asbestos and they're knocking the building down now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's all right as long as it stays in bits.
Well, yeah. Not really, not little bits all through.
Not tiny bits. Garden. No, that's true. No.
Anyway, worst things happen at sea, as they say.
Question seven we're up to. Famous Lauras and Lorens. Which American author wrote The Little House on the Prairie?
Laura Ingalls Wilder.
It was. Mm. It was Laura Wilder. Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote The Little House on the Prairie. All right, question number eight. We're in famous Lauras and Lorens, but you can move anywhere you like.
Oh, well. I'll try books. Thanks.
Books it is. Give texters a go, says... Grover from Ocean Grove says, give texters a go, fill them off to watch a movie. All right, Grover, that's all right. That's fine. That's fine. Plenty of people had Laura Wilder, by the way. Joyce from Perth, Dino didn't have it. Jane from Homebush had Lord of the Flies. Sorry, Joe, where are we going? Famous Lauras and Lorens?
No, I think it was books.
Ah, books. Yeah. Back to books. Sorry, my apologies. Mm. Question number eight, books. Which American author wrote The Pelican Brief and The Rooster Bar?
Not sure. Is it John Grisham?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah. It was John Grisham who wrote The Pelican Brief and also The Rooster Bar. Question number nine. We're in books.
Yeah, I'll try that again, thanks.
Which American woman just released the memoir View from the East Wing?
Oh, goodness. It has to be from the East Wing. I don't know. It's going to be a former First Lady, perhaps. Oh, I don't know this. I don't know. I'll get it wrong. Michelle Obama.
Not Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
Hey, Joe, somebody's texted saying, funny that Joanna said worst things happened at sea. It was 20 years ago since the Pasha Bulka ran aground in Nobby's Beach in Newcastle where you are the other day.
Yeah, I think it's 20 years.
Were you there? Were you around there at the time?
Yes, I will remember it. I woke up in the morning. It's 20 years next year, I think. And my mother said, it was storming, and my mother said, oh, I'm going to take some photos of the ship. That's my, oh, you crazy woman.
Oh, it was incredible, wasn't it? It was just an amazing sight.
It was. Yes. I think it's next year. I think it's 07.
Oh, is it?
It?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can't believe
this
it.
This huge bulk carrier that just is onshore at Nobby's Beach. It's a bit like a huge bulk carrier coming ashore at Cottesloe Beach. That's the sort of equivalent of it. All right, Joe. Terrific.
Okay,
terrific to talk. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joyce in Perth also had Michelle Obama. No, not Michelle Obama. Where are we? Kylie from Daysdale. G'day, Kylie. Hello, Kylie.
Oh, hello there, Phil. I thought I was getting somebody else in. Thank you for Dave this last week. Oh, the best. The Royals are the best. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic, wasn't it? It was one of Dave's...
filming with Tom tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it already. It's the best.
Yeah, Dave's back on deck. I've been seeing him all week. He's been rooting around in the, milk crates here at the Nightlife Lounge. He's been looking for stuff, chucking it all over the joint, swearing and cursing.
Just a quick question. How long does it take him to prepare Dave? Does he do it in the studio or at home, or does he do it at the Nightlife studio?
What, in the Nightlife Lounge?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know what my approach on these things is, Kylie?
Yep.
Never disturb a genius at work.
Okay, because I've always been curious, how long does it take him to put it all the songs in this modern fast world in which we're living in with mobile?
Yeah, but look, when he's bent over, bum in the air, rooting around among old milk crates under the Nightlife Lounge, I don't reckon I should ask him, Collie, because he'll probably say what and bang his head.
Good on you, Phil.
Hey, what? Hey, which?
I went to Neil's funeral today in Melbourne.
Danaher, yeah.
It was a full house. It was lovely. Yeah. Lovely service.
Oh, you went along. Good on you, yeah.
Yes. No worries, mate. Now, what's the question, please, mate?
Books. Books are in. Which American woman just released the memoir View from the East Wing?
Oh. Now, I heard this one. It slipped in the mind. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a ring next week, and I'll see you all tomorrow during Dave's list. I will be listening. Thanks very much.
See you, Kylie. Bye.
Have a nice weekend. It's funny.
See you too. Bye-bye. Yes, Nairi says it's been 19 years since the Pasha Balka. My daughter was born the day it came off. Hey, there you go. Marty from the Gong's got the right answer. Lorella, yes, correct. Thank you, Ross from Scoresby. All right, Tom from Harvey. G'day, Tom.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Question 9, books. Which American woman just released the memoir View from the East Wing?
Oh, someone called up before and said they were thinking former First Lady. My guess is Michelle Obama, which has already been said, so the other one I can really think of, Hillary Clinton.
Not Hillary Clinton, no.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's not Hillary Clinton. Lincoln from Mount Riverview. G'day.
Yeah, hi.
What do you reckon? Which American woman just released the memoir, View from the East Wing?
Catherine?
No. Not a Catherine. Not a Catherine. Trev from Service Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Yes, I was collecting my thoughts. Hello, Philip.
Did it take long to collect them, Trev? Have you put them in an album or something?
I'm a writer, so all the.
I know you're a writer. How's your massive book going?
Look, it's I was thinking about it earlier, and I just had some great ideas. You know, the last 1,000 words is a hell of a lot harder to write than the first 1,000.
How many thousand have you written now?
It's up to about 730, like Lord of the Rings length, you know.
730,000. Trevor, you better stop.
Well, we'll have to eventually. Like, one day the race will be over. all I got to do is just have dog 86.
Hang on, what's it all about again?
Oh, it's about the premise of the book. It's about the world's smartest cat, set in between 1900 and 1905. And the cat, wherever he goes out for a scratch, he comes back with a bit of gold in his mouth. So his owner is doing well.
Okay.
And, they travel around New South Wales, look at the whaling at Eden with the killer whales, and end up in Coonabarabran, where they establish a charity to look after injured crows.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. I could go on, but...
I know you could, Trevor. You got 730,000
words. Well, the book is the very true stories of Whiskers McGee. And look,
that's
out
it. That's it. Whiskers McGee. That's it, yeah.
In about 10 years, when I get my act together, look, writing's easy. Getting it edited and putting it in someone's hands.
Oh, no.
You know, anybody can do a painting, but to get one in the Louvre, you've got to be Jackson Pollock.
good luck with it, Trev. Plough on. Question number 9, books. Which American woman just released the memoir View from the East Wing, which is considerably shorter than McGee the Cat's memoir?
Yeah, rather than rabbiting on, I should have been trying to think. I think it's the Speaker of the House who was there when Trump's mob invaded, I think, but I can't think of a name. It's Wendy Sally or something like that, and I might be completely wrong.
What's your answer?
My answer is I don't know, but I think I know who it is, but I don't know her name.
Thank you, Trev. See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you. That's not really going to help us. Bill from Albany. G'day, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Question number 9 we're up to, Bill. We're in books. Which American woman just released the memoir View from the East Wing?
Have we had a guess for Jill Biden yet?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah, people were correctly surmising that it had to be a former first lady. Someone said if it was Melania, then she couldn't have written it. So that rules her out. That's harsh. And yes, there was Michelle Obama and so on and so forth. But Dr. Jill Biden, who's Joe Biden's wife. There you go. Dr. Jill Biden. Question number 10. Books, one left in books, if you like. Otherwise, you can move to cities by street name, born and died, slogans and mottos, or famous Lauras and Laurens.
I'll go the cities by street names.
Cities by street name. Thank you, Annie in Melbourne. Yes, Trevor was thinking of Nancy Pelosi. That's true. Who could have written it? I guess it's a title. She could have done it. Yeah, Deborah from Woolloomooloo had Jill Biden as well. Robin from Wagga. Question number 10. Cities by street name?
Yes, please.
Trafalgar Street is, appropriately, the main shopping street of which New Zealand city?
Trafalgar Street. Wellington?
Not Wellington, no. Sorry, Bill, no, not Wellington. Andrew from, Andrew, I'll come to you next. Kate from Blackheath in the Blue Mountains. Hello, Kate.
Okay, hello. I was just going to say, View from the East Wing. If Melania wrote it, she'd say there was none.
That's very
it's
good.
Gone. It's gone.
That's very good, Kate.
So Jill's book will be a collector's item.
Yeah, well, that's true, because there's no more East Wing. It all got knocked. Hang on, he's knocked the whole thing down, but he's having problems getting the new one built, because courts have said no.
He's a disaster.
John of Coburg says it couldn't have been Melania. She doesn't get out of bed for less than $20 million. Oh, dear. Okay. Yes, well, the view that Donald Trump is a disaster is, Kate, you know, something of a hackneyed phrase these days.
I'm not holding back. I wish him well on his 80th birthday and hope he goes on a long holiday.
You see, he was asleep at the New York Knicks game the other night.
Yes.
People might say maybe you should go back to bed.
Yeah, it was past his bedtime. Mm. He had to get back to his tweeting.
Oh, dear.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. I know. The world is in chaos and crisis. And
indeed.
I don't think he's helping. Question number 10. We're in cities by street name.
Yes.
Trafalgar Street is, mm-hmm. appropriately, the main shopping street of which New Zealand city?
Well, Trafalgar in London. Nelson.
Nelson, correct, yes. Yes, there is a New Zealand city called Nelson.
There is on the South Island.
It's not very big, but it has a Trafalgar Street, which you'd hope it would have. Mm. Probably got a Victory Street as well, hasn't it? You'd think.
I couldn't tell you that because I don't know.
I'm making this up as I go along. Question number 11. Yes. Cities by street name, or alternatively, you can move. There's one left in books, or born and died, slogans and mottos. Famous Lauras and Laurens.
I'm going to do born and died.
Born and died.
Yes.
Kate. Jane from Homebush had Nelson. Rowan from Mount Macedon, correct? Yes, Nelson. Question number 11. Born and died. Which historical figure...
Mm-hmm.
was born on the 7th of November 1728 in Yorkshire, yeah. and died on the 14th of February 1779 in Hawaii.
Well, that'd be old Cook cooking up a sandwich in Sandwich Islands and being the fellow beneath the slices. I think it'd be Captain James Cook.
Yes, it was. He was captain by that stage, wasn't he?
Yes, yes. No. And a meal for a lot of people.
Oh, don't say that. I think that, unfortunately, I think that's what did happen, didn't it?
It did happen because I used to have a calendar from the 1970s, and it mentioned Cook died this day.
Mm. Yeah, I know, but the question was he eaten? And I think there's a feeling that he was.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Ugh. Ugh. Question number 12, born and died.
Yeah.
Which historical woman was born on the 7th of November 1867 in Warsaw and died on the 4th of July 1934 in France?
Warsaw, France. I don't think this is right. I'm just going to say Marie Curie.
Correct.
Oh.
Very good. Gee, that's because I think these are tough questions. Or maybe the Hawaii one wasn't. Marie Curie, yes. Marie Curie was born, was Polish, of course, but did a lot of her pioneering physics work in France.
Well, I think four of the family got Nobel Prizes.
Smart people, huh? Didn't she get two? I think she did.
I don't know that. I just know that about four of them did.
I thought she won once for chemistry and once for physics. Anyway, question 13, born and died, if you like.
Yes.
Well, you're going well here. 1, 2, 3. Born and died. Which Premier of New South Wales was born the 27th of May, 1815, in Coventry and died on the 27th of April, 1896, in Sydney?
Can you go for the first date again? I was trying to work out how old.
Which Premier of New South Wales was born 27th of May 1815 in Coventry and died 27th of April 1896 in Sydney?
Former Premier. Yeah. 1815, it's way. No, I'm thinking governors. This is putting me off.
Premier.
I can't think of what Premier it was back in 1815. Were they different roles from governors? They were, weren't they?
Premiers. Always. The governor lives at Government House and, you know.
Yeah, I know. I was going to chuck in a blight.
Basically puts on luncheon parties and hands out awards.
No, I can think no further than Bligh, and he wasn't a Premier. He was only Gov. So I'm out.
Sorry, Kate, you are out. By the way, but I was right about that. Marie Curie did win two Nobel Prizes. Okay. She won for chemistry.
Well, you get a point.
I get a point. Chemistry and physics. She is the only person ever to win two Nobel Prizes in two different scientific fields.
Well, I like to applaud her at this late stage. That's very good. Okay, I pass it on and say good evening.
One wants to know, was he cooked first?
That's what I'm wondering. With that name, they're just like, maybe we should try something new.
I presume so.
Yes.
Jane from Homebush says Captain Cook's remains were retrieved by his crew and he is buried at sea. I don't think that's right. Is it? I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, I'm not the one to know that.
See you, Kate.
Anyway.
See you. Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Is that right? I'm not sure that is right. 1-300-800-222. I'm not hanging my hat on it. Where are we? Question 13. Andrew's in Smithton. You can call if you like because there are lines free. 1-300-800-222. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Is it freezing cold and blowy and so on in Smithton?
It's not inside my house.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Lucky I'm homeless.
Question 13, born and died. Which Premier of New South Wales was born on the 27th of May 1815 in Coventry and then died 27th of April 1896 in Sydney?
Henry Parkes.
Correct. Yeah, it was. Sir Henry Parkes, the so-called Father of Federation, was born in England in Coventry, died in Sydney in 1896. Question number 14, born and died.
I'm happy to go with that.
Okay. By the way, just on Captain Cook again, apparently some of his remains were recovered by the crew and subsequently buried at sea. His remains were, but he was cut up by native Hawaiians in line with local mortuary customs. Ooh. But anyway, they did get some bits back, apparently. Question 14. Where did you want to go? Sorry, Andrew?
I'm quite happy to stay with the same.
Okay, born and died. Okay. Which American woman was born on the 24th of July, 1897, in Kansas, and died on the 2nd of July, 1937, somewhere in the Pacific Ocean?
No, Amelia Earhart.
Correct. Amelia Earhart. Yes, very good. No one's ever found her remains.
No, they're still looking.
Even though some intriguing theories that she did actually crash land and was alive for quite a while. Question 15. Born and died. One left here, otherwise you can move.
I'm quite happy to stay with born and died.
Which historical figure was born on the 7th of November, 1879, in modern-day Ukraine, and died on the 21st of August, 1940, in Mexico City?
Frida Kahlo?
Not Frida Kahlo, no.
No.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. No, not Frida Kahlo. Brooke in Adelaide. Hi, Brooke.
Oh, g'day. How are you going?
Pretty good. Born and died is our category. Which historical figure was born on the 7th of November, 1879, in modern-day Ukraine, and died on the 21st of August, 1940, in Mexico City?
Yeah, see, I would have said Frida as well, but then again I thought, no, hang on, she died in Spain, didn't she? Nah, mate, you got me on that one.
No good. Okay, Brooke, no worries. Thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joyce from Perth, that's not correct. Adrian, not correct. Rosa down on the corner, no, not correct. Annette from Perth had Amelia Earhart. Paul from North Fitzroy, that is correct, yes. Sam from Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
Morning. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Question 15, we're up to, born and died. Which historical figure was born the 7th of November, 1879, in modern-day Ukraine, and died 21st of August, 1940, in Mexico City?
That be Napoleon Bonaparte?
Not Napoleon Bonaparte, no. It's not Napoleon Bonaparte. No. 1-300-800-222. Caleb's in Perth. G'day, Caleb.
Philip.
Hello. We're up to question 15. Born and died. Which historical figure was born 7th of November, 1879, in modern-day Ukraine and died 21st of August, 1940, in Mexico City?
Is it Leon Trotsky?
Correct. It is.
Sweet.
Yes, Leon Trotsky, who was killed, murdered in Mexico City. I've been to that house that he lived in Mexico City, and there are still, they've left the holes in the wall. I mean, he didn't die from this, but someone tried to, because, you know, Stalin tried to kill him a number of times.
Yeah.
There's someone had a go at him with a machine gun through the window.
Wasn't it with a pickaxe?
In the end, he got killed with an ice pick into the head. Oh, no, unpleasant. But someone had a go with a machine gun, and they've still got, you can still see the bullet holes in the wall.
Right.
Question 16. Okay, well, that's it. No more born and died. So we've got cities by street name, books, famous Lauras and Laurens, slogans and mottos.
I will go cities by street name.
Cities by street name. Question number 16. Kenyatta Avenue is the main street in which world capital?
Canberra? Not that Canberra. Sounds Australian.
Not Canberra, Caleb, no. Not Canberra. All righty. Murray on the Gold Coast had Trotsky. Paul from Planlands had Pancho Villa. No. Jeff from Jalorup had Trotsky. Good on you. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer to this one. So is Rosa down on the corner. What about Bruce from Lura? not Laura, Bruce from Lura in the Blue Mountains. G'day, Bruce.
Good morning, Phil. How are you doing? You're having a good night?
Yeah, no, very good night, yes. No, all going swimmingly at this point. Of course, the pool could drain water at any time, Bruce, as we know.
Hmm.
Question 16, we're in cities by street name. Kenyatta Avenue is the main street in which world capital?
If it's Kenyatta, then I'm going to assume it's after Kenya, and you think I can remember the capital of Kenya? Nairobi?
Correct.
There we go.
Yes, Jomo Kenyatta was a leading leader and politician, wasn't he, in the independence movement? Kenyatta Avenue is the main street in Nairobi. Question 17. Okay, 9 left here. We've got some in cities by street name, 3 left there. 1 left in books, 3 left in slogans and mottos, 3 left in famous Lauras and Laurens. No, 2 left there. What's it going to be?
Slogans and mottos sounds good.
Slogans and mottos. Question number 17. Which famous 6-word slogan for Queensland was coined in 1984 by a copywriter called Tim Bond?
Beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Correct.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, it was. Beautiful one day, perfect the next. I think they still use it, don't they? It was a crack.
I don't know.
Don't know, don't care, Lura, Bruce. Watch this. That's fair.
The words right
don't
out
get mind. All, don't get... yes, he's stuck there in the Blue Mountains, you see. Can't see anything else. Although you can see a lot from the Blue Mountains, Bruce. That's...
Yeah, I know. I have some lovely views. Absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Views.
One of the great views, actually. From Lura, where you are. Oh no, it's Katoomba up the road, isn't it? The Three Sisters and all of that.
Yeah, the Jameson Valley. Yeah,
that's right.
Megalong.
It's one of the great views of Australia, actually. Question number 18: slogans and mottos.
Yes.
The Olympic motto "Citius Altius Fortius" is Latin for what?
Faster, higher, or higher. So, Citius Altius, and what's the last one?
Fortius.
Stronger.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Faster, higher, stronger. Nice work. 3 on the trot, Bruce. Motoring along.
I'm an old classicist. There you go.
Ross from Scoresby says, Queensland, corruption never looked so good.
Oh,
well, Ross, I suppose it could work in some quarters. That reminds me of the good old days of the Joe for Canberra push, and remember the White Shoe Brigade, Bruce. I know you're a classical scholar, but you know.
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
White Shoe Brigade.
The White Shoe Brigade. Question number 19. We're in slogans and mottos. There's one left in slogans and mottos.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Bringing Australia Together was a highly successful campaign slogan for which Australian Prime Minister?
This is going to have to be a complete guess. Bringing Australia Together. Got to be someone who was incredibly unsuccessful. seriously, I don't ever remember hearing that. And I love politics.
Oh, really?
So I'll get John Hewson then.
No, it's not John. It's not John.
Oh. Well, wasn't he the most unpopular?
John Hewson. No, it wasn't John Hewson. No, sorry, Bruce. Good to see you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Then there was, that's right, someone's reminding me. There was Russ Hinge. Remember him? Not the most athletic man in Australian politics. was it Russ Hinge? There was that wonderful story was when he was caught speeding out in Western Queensland, and he got out of his car and said to the cop, who didn't know who he was, He spread out a map of Queensland on the bonnet of his car. He says, "Now look, son, where would you like to go?" Dear idea. Question number 19. It may be an apocryphal story, but it's a good one. James from Frankston is next up. G'day, James.
Hey, mate, how are you? Sorry, I'll just get your speakerphone. There you go, that's better.
Question 19 we're up to. Slogans and mottos. Bringing Australia together was a successful campaign slogan for which Australian Prime Minister?
And it was a Prime Minister. And it wasn't like, because Hewson was the opposition leader, he never was Prime Minister.
No, the question is, was a successful campaign slogan for which Australian Prime Minister?
Hawkey.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Bob Hawke. Bob Hawke in 1983.
There we go, the year I was born.
Bringing Australia together. The year you were born, James. Well done.
There we go.
Well done. I'm not going to ask you about it because you don't remember. You wouldn't remember.
Vaguely remember, but that's probably about it. I remember him. All I can remember is, because it's always shown, America's Cup speech.
Yes, that's right. Any Australian employer who gets cranky about people being late
is a bum,
he said. That's right. Question 20. We're not in slogans and mottos anymore. We've got famous Lauras and Laurens. We've got Cities by Street Name or books.
I'll go Cities by Street Name.
Cities by Street Name. Question number 20. La Rambla and Passage de Gracia are streets in which Spanish city?
Say Barcelona.
Correct.
There we go. That was a good guess.
Look at that. Bingo, bingo. Three. Nice work.
There we go.
There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left here, James.
Ooh, what have I got?
Cities by Street Name, books, or you could also have a crack at famous Lauras and Laurens.
Look, I'll do Lauras and Laurens. I'll try and get some of that out of the way.
There's two left here.
Okay.
Which Golden Age Hollywood actress appeared in The Big Sleep, How to Marry a Millionaire, and The Mirror Has Two Faces?
Lauren Bacall.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Lauren Bacall.
There we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, and there's 4 left. Gee, could James get home from here?
I don't see. I got my fridge magnet the other month, so thank you very much for that as well, guys.
Oh, good. Glad one of them arrived.
Yes.
I mean, they are dispatched. You know, in between his many other duties,
I don't complain. I don't complain.
No, I know you weren't.
On my fridge, mate. So proudly on my fridge, actually.
Yeah. Would make no difference if you did complain, James.
I know, yeah. With Australia Post as it is, but that's okay.
Dave's like one of those blokes that, you know, you attend to when you go to the lost parcels division of Australia Post or something. And you say, "I lost my parcel," and they say, "Yes, and?" Question 22. Famous Lauras and Laurens. One left here.
No, we'll keep on that one.
From 2013 to 2018, Laura Getz was the captain of which Australian international team?
The Matildas.
Not the Matildas.
Oh, no, there we go.
There we go, Jim. Thanks, mate. See you later. Not the Matildas. Peter from South Melbourne. G'day, Peter.
How you going?
Hello. Question 22. From 2013 to 2018, Laura Getz was the captain of which Australian international team? Not the Matildas.
Not the Matildas. No, not familiar with that person.
No, sorry. Thank you, Peter. Thank you. No, that's right. Oh, that's right. Someone, Bruce says, it reminded me of this, Bruce, about Russ Hinds. He was a big man. Yes, he was. He was massive. but not in a good way, if you know what I mean. He held several portfolios. He was known as the Colossus of Rhodes. He was. He was also the Minister for Everything. I think he was. Was he a police minister? I'm sure he was, which is hence the joke about the spreading the map out on the bonnet of the car and saying to the apprehending highway patrol officer, just exactly where would you like to be transferred? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Gordon from Ballina. G'day, Gordon.
Oh, g'day, Phil.
Question 22. Famous Lauras and Laurens from 2013 to 2018. Laura Getz was the capital of which Australian international team?
I'm going to guess it was the women's hockey team.
Not hockey. No, sorry. Not hockey. So not the Matildas, not hockey. Cameron from South Perth. Cameron, you got any idea?
I think she was the captain of the swimming.
Not swimming.
Olympic swimming team.
No, sorry, Cameron. Not swimming. No, Peter from Springers has got the right answer. Who else has got the right answer here? Lynn the Queenslander, correct. Karen from Mullumbimby, correct. Olivia from Mount Hawthorne, no, not correct. Jay from Leppington, I'll come to you next. John from Balimba. G'day, John.
G'day, Phil.
From 2013 to 2018, Laura Getz was the captain of which Australian international team?
Australian women's netball team.
Called?
Ooh, come on, Kookaburras.
am I going to give this to you? Okay, I'll give it to you. I don't think I should really, but no, you're correct. It was called the Australian International Netball Team, but they are called the Diamonds.
There we go.
There we go. You don't care now that I've given it to you, do you? Question.
No.
Question number 23. We've got three left, two in Cities by Street Name and one in books.
Cities by Street Names.
Cities by Street Name. Wayne from Mildura says, don't tell Hugh Marks that you have to post the magnets. I'm not sure what are you driving at here, Wayne? Question number 23. Hugh Marks is the managing director of the ABC. Question number 23, Cities by Street Name. Via Dolorosa, the Via Dolorosa is a famous processional route in which Middle Eastern city?
Damascus.
Not Damascus. No. Sorry, John. No, it's not Damascus. Paul from Plainland says it was quicker to walk over Russ than around him. Russell Lins. That was a period in Australian politics, wasn't it? Wow. Rosa down in the corner's got the right answer here. Lorella has the right answer. Harry in the Bay, correct. Lozzie and Huntley says, remember when a night lover suggested that missing fridge magnets were stuck on the inside of the post box? Well, hang on, don't laugh. It's always a possibility. It's always a possibility. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Philip. How are you, mate?
Good. We've only got three left here. Cities by street name. The Via Dolorosa is a famous processional route in which Middle Eastern city?
And the Middle East is not a strong point of mine. It's a, I don't know, Beirut.
Not Beirut.
I just like saying route, Beirut.
Beirut, yes. No, it's no, it's not, Jay. It would be, if it was in Beirut, it would be the Via Dolorosa at the moment, I would think. Peter from Elmore. G'day, Peter. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've got you now. Hi, Peter.
That's good. That's good. I could hear you loud and clear.
Question 23.
Russ Hinds, wasn't he the politician had the reputation of needing a fright so that it would lift his head up so they could get his tie on. Is he? Is that the same one? I think it is.
I think it is. Yes. Speaking. That's right.
Sorry, I've got a horrible sense of humour, and I had to say it.
speaking of corpulent politicians, I was trying to. I was remembering the time donkeys years ago, when as a journalist I was out on a Dutch naval frigate. Which the Australian government
was. Glad you said that properly.
Yeah. Which the Australian government was apparently trying to, well, they were thinking of buying. But we had the New South Wales Deputy Premier, Wal Murray, who was of hens-like proportions.
Okay, seamless.
He was of hens-like proportions with us. And, of course, the sailors, very slim athletic chaps as they were, attempted to put a life jacket on aforesaid Mr. Murray. Now, none of the standard issue Dutch frigate seamen's life jackets did much for him, if you know what I mean.
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Question 23. Probably,
if they'd have chucked him over, he would have floated on his own anyway.
It's possible. Question 23, cities by street name. Via Dolorosa is a famous processional route in which Middle Eastern city?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue because I'm not the last chap. I'm not very learned with that sort of stuff. Let's say Dubai.
Not Dubai. No, thanks, mate. Right. Bye-bye. No, not Dubai. Jim from Frankston. Quick answer, Jim. Any chance?
Yeah, it's Jerusalem, isn't
Correct.
It?
Correct, it is. It's in Jerusalem. I'll tell you what, Jim, you've got two left. We have to finish up the last two questions in...
The Mighty Challenge.
And Jim from Frankston was up on deck and he was looking pretty good. Jim, welcome back.
No worries yet.
We've got one in cities by street name and one in books.
I might go for cities by street name.
Cities by street name. Question number 24. Carnaby Street, Brick Lane and Threadneedle Street can be found in which world capital?
London.
Correct. In London. Gee, Jim, that was pretty easy. All of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, here we are. Question 25, and to win, books. What is the name of the big red dog in a series of children's books by Norman Bridwell?
I've got no idea. I'll just say Rover.
Not Rover. Sorry, Jim, I thought you might get home with that. No, not Rover. George from Melville. Hi, George.
Hi, Phil.
What's the name of the big red dog in a series of children's books by Norman Bridwell?
Dog sits by the tucker box?
No, not the dog sits by the tucker box, or the dog on the tucker box, or the dog anywhere near the tucker box. No. Chris and the Southern Waters, correct. Yes. Very good. Die from Mandurah? No, that's not correct. Marie from Altona's got it. What about Bob from Belrose? G'day, Bob. Hi, Bob. Bob has disappeared on me. Anne has got the right answer here. Annette from Gables has got the right answer. Question 25. We're in a category called books. What's the name of the big red dog in a series of children's books by Norman Bridwell? Laura from Perth. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hello. What's the name of the big red dog in a series of children's books by Norman Bridwell?
Clifford
is correct, yes. Well done, Laura. So Norman Bridwell books are obviously part of your household, are they?
Yeah, they were. I was kind of expecting I'd get a question from the Laura category, but, you know, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we had a category. Laura, famous Laura's and Lauren's. Well, you're a famous Laura now because you've won the Mighty Challenge, so that's pretty famous.
I also respond to Lauren.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I had a lot of people call me that. So.
But there's no, is there any connection between the two names, Laura? Is Lauren just a version of Laura, is it?
I don't know, but I had a lot of people used to get mixed up when I was doing support work, so as long as it was decent, I would respond.
That's right. Do you know what? I've always thought that too. I mean, if people are near enough, that's fine with me. I remember once ringing one of those, when you're trying to get something out of a government service or, no, it wasn't a government, yeah. It was a big company. And they said, what's your name? And I said, Philip Clark. And they said, surname. And I said, Clark. And they said, how do you spell that? I said, why don't you have a crack at it? Because I think you'll get there. I reckon you'll get there. Well, Laura, that's very good. We'll put you on hold and get this out to you. Good on you.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks, everyone. Yes, lots of people had Clifford. Anne from Wynnum West had Clifford. Red from Euroa had Clifford. Peter from Springwood. Maxine from Scarborough. Wendy from Geelong. Brett in Thailand had Clifford. So lots of people had Red Dog. No. Phil, it's Clifford. Lynn, the Queenslander. Also had London. Yes, nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.